Well, first, can you explain the idea of what collective trauma is? It's not the same as psychological trauma.
So psychological trauma is what people normally think of as trauma. It's someone witnesses a horrific event and they're traumatized and scarred by it. Collective trauma is of a different nature. It's essentially what happens when a society undergoes an extremely rapid and usually unwanted change. So this could be what happens after an economic crisis. It could be a political upheaval. It could be what happens after a natural disaster. All of a sudden, the society's routines change, its social structure, its economic life changes, people's positions in society shift, and that can be extremely disorienting.
And what would the difference be between a large-scale event creating general stress among people? I'm thinking things like a natural disaster. That's usually more limited in scope. But an event like this, like a pandemic, that's much more broader, obviously.
One difference is clearly just in terms of the number of people that are affected. Think of a natural disaster, Hurricane Katrina, for example. Many millions were affected, but it was limited to particular parts of the country. I think here we're talking about something that is a kind of trauma that's experienced by people all over the world, rapid change. But of course, that change looks different depending on what country you're in and what part of the country you're in, and also depending on your own circumstances. So this is a sort of unprecedented collective trauma. It's one that's just extremely wide in scale.
And probably will have much further lasting effects, I think, than some other larger scale events. What are some of the effects that then of this collective trauma that society is going to go through right now and maybe farther down the field?
I think the consequences of this in the near term are going to be quite devastating. There's the immediate sense of insecurity and anxiety and just difficulty that comes with the loss of income for millions of Americans and for people around the world. Anxiety associated with an utter change in their work lives, working in some cases quite hazardous conditions. But I think there's another kind of near term change that is also going on, and that is that people's sense of their everyday routines of what it means to just go about your everyday life, going to the store, going to school, going to work, that's all utterly transformed in a moment. And that can be anxiety producing in and of itself. So I think there's going to be a really significant rise in anxiety as a result of these changes. And then in the near term, I think the consequences are likely to be quite serious. And we're obviously in a period of a major and perhaps very sustained economic downturn. And it's kind of impossible to say at what point we're going to be able to restore the ship.
We're kicking off a series today that's looking at the impact that the virus is having, in particular on people who are coping with past traumas. We'll be talking about ways to help and heal at the personal level. What kinds of things help heal at the collective level?
I think a big part of it has to do with leadership and what people from politicians to faith leaders to writers and others, what kinds of stories they can tell, what kinds of things they can say to help people put things in perspective and get a better sense on what's happened and how they can move forward and find meaning in moving forward. I will say that one of the kind of interesting effects of moments of collective trauma, of these moments of real change, is that they are also openings for potentially some radical restructurings of society. And I don't necessarily mean radical in the political sense, but when routines are loosened and everything's in a moment of crisis, it's of course terrible, but it also creates some possibilities for movement that might not have been there before. The fact that there's this major crisis, it might create some opportunities for a movement around longstanding issues of inequality in this country. Again, it's not something to be optimistic about, but it might be something that could come out of this long-term.
Neil Gross, professor of sociology at Colby College. Thanks so much.
Thank you.